Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge solo or find a competitive friend, family member, or co-worker to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the noughties, torch songs, and opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you will hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 2000s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get into it. Question 1. Which 2008 hit by Rihanna shares its name with a 2007 thriller film starring Shia LaBeouf? Question 2. What number one hit from 2001 served as the debut single for R&B singer Alicia Keys? Question 3. According to a 2007 hit from My Chemical Romance, what scares them? Question 4. A breakthrough hit in 2001 by the band Train was titled Drops of What? Question 5. What was the name of the debut hit single by Mika, which shared its name with an Academy Award winner and former Princess of Monaco? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is torch songs. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs. What they have in common is that they all have something relating to fire in their title. For example, a song title might be something like Bonfire Nights or Embers of Love. There is 1 point available for correctly guessing the song title. Let's get to it. Question 6. A 1989 number one hit from the Bangles, later covered by acts like Atomic Kitten and Human Nature. Question 7. A 2011 hit by Adele with a somewhat contradictory title. Question 8. A 2004 number one hit by Usher that was nominated for Best R&B Song at the Grammys. Question 9. A 1963 hit by Johnny Cash, also a region in the Pacific Ocean. Question 10. A 2011 country pop hit from Taylor Swift, or something that might occur in a welding workshop. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening line of a hit song. The catch is, it's been read aloud by a different voice than you would normally hear. See if you can identify the song from just the opening line. Give yourself 1 point if you get the song title correct, and another point if you also know the artist who sang the song. Here we go. Question 11.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold.
Question 12.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight. Wanna let loose.
Question 13.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'll turn it inside out.
Question 14.
I'll be your dream. I'll be your wish. I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope. I'll be your love. Be everything that you need.
Question 15.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping.
That's all our rounds complete. Hang around because we'll be back right after the break to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, our hits of the noughties. Question 1. Disturbia was both a hit for Rihanna and a thriller movie. Question 2. Fallen was the debut smash for Alicia Keys. Question 3. Teenagers scare My Chemical Romance. Question 4. Drops of Jupiter by Train. Question 5. Grace Kelly was Mika's debut hit. Continuing on to round 2, Torch Songs. We were looking for song titles that all had something to do with fire. Here are the answers. Question 6. Eternal Flame by The Bangles. Question 7. Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Question 8. Burn by Usher. Question 9. Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. Question 10. Sparks Fly by Taylor Swift. For our final round today, you were looking to identify the song from the opening lyrics. Remember, you can score 1 point for a correct song title and give yourself another point if you correctly guessed the artist. Here they are. Question 11. Was Flowers by Miley Cyrus? Question 12. That was Thunder by Imagine Dragons. Question 13. We had Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Question 14. Was Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. And finally, question 15 was I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a fantastic review on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.